Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and do all that fun stuff. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. I love you. Have I told you how much I love you lately? I really, really do. And we appreciate hearing from everybody at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And if you like my Facebook page, which is Sex with Emily, I would like you even more. Menace, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good.
It's been great. I haven't seen you, but I'm really like in a good place.
It's weird. It seems I haven't seen you in a while. Have we missed something?
We missed a show.
We missed early.
We recorded early, and then I missed you for a week.
Okay, but we have a backlog of so many shows, so it doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, I know. And people get upset that we don't post them. Just because I posted the Christmas show in January 2nd is not a big deal.
Whatever.
Whatevs, people. It's still good. You're still liking it, right? So it's San Francisco has been very, very warm.
It has.
Yeah, and I've noticed that I've gotten picked up like 3 times in 3 days. Telling you, the second the temperature rises, mm-hmm. I'm like, I've met.
Well, you dress different. That's why.
But I always dress the same.
A little more
Except
revealing.
For I'm wearing the sexiest pants. Do you want to see? Yeah,
okay.
I didn't mean them to be so sexy. I meant them to be funny. But look, they're spandex.
Really?
They're spandex pants. And people were like, oh, like your pants. Uh-huh. Like, two men stopped me and they're like, I like your pants. And I got 2 compliments on my car, which is weird because that never happens.
Okay.
And then this guy was like, hey, like yesterday, which was January 24th or 6th or whatever. He's like, hey, so Happy New Year. I was getting my car and he's like, Happy New Year. I'm like, thanks. He's like, yeah, I like your car. I'm like, thanks. He's like, so do you, I've seen you around. Like he was just totally picking me up. First of all, you can't Happy New Year on January 26th.
That's what I'm saying. I just had this conversation. I swear to God.
It's not the New Year anymore. It's practically Valentine's Day and
I swear on everything. Everything, okay? Our friendship, everything that we do here, my job, that 5 minutes before I saw you, I was having the same conversation with somebody because I got an email today with somebody saying Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's bugging me.
I'm sorry. You say Happy New Year maybe 3 days after, right. And I'm done. You don't need to say Happy New Year.
But why? Like, I think this guy was nervous, but he said it like once or twice. He was like, Happy New Year, and I like your car, and can we go out? And I was like,
no.
It's just premature. Yeah, or not premature, late.
Can I say something that's we live here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was so funny, and people have been talking about this for a long time.
Really?
There's a term that we use here, and they don't really use it anywhere else in the country,
what
and it's called hella. Which means a lot, or right. Really, you know?
Right.
And on the front of the San Francisco Chronicle, it said, it's hella hot.
It did?
And people were dying.
That is
how awesome it was.
That is so awesome. I'm annoyed personally by the hella.
Yeah.
When people use hella as
but
a word.
You're not from this area.
I'm not from this area, but you use it.
All the time, because I love it. I was born and raised here.
I know, but I don't. So yeah. I find it bothers, like that used to be one of the criterion for me when I first moved here. I'm like, can't date a guy that says hella. But now I'm over it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's cute, especially when you say it. Will you say it?
Hella.
Say in a sentence.
Oh, man. There was hella chicks at this party.
Really? Were there?
That
okay, that's
cute?
Good. That's hot.
No.
I like it how you say it.
But how's everything else been going?
Everything's been really good.
The dating scene. Everything.
The dating scene. I've been dating this guy. And a new one. And I like him. We've known each other for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this.
We're not like BFF. We were not close, but we had a lot of mutual friends. And it was really weird that people said to me.
Well, he got everybody else to suggest for you to date him.
Did I tell you this already?
Yeah. Well, you broke it down. And
I broke it down.
I had a theory that he talked to everybody else.
Oh, he
to
didn't.
Feel it out.
He didn't.
Lies. All lies.
Didn't. Did you think he's like manipulating? Like, hey, when next time you see Emily,
he's
tell
like,
her that
hey,
we'd be a great match.
Or just like feel it out. See what she says.
Yeah. Well, I said, I don't know what happened. I was like, oh, my God. Three people tell me to date you. I'll date you. Mm-hmm. So I'm dating him. I like him. It's great. It's fun. Whatever.
What
and
have
then,
you done? Any cool dates?
What have we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've no. We both work a lot, and he works a lot, and so we have a lot of late night hookups, a lot of late night rendezvous. But we've had fun. We went to play, and we went
boring.
We went to I can't remember. Anyway, whatever. I'll let you know when it gets going. But also I found out that my book is coming out in October, and
what?
You're going to be able to pre-order, and it's being released by Simon & Schuster.
No way. Congratulations.
Thank you. You didn't even know that yet.
I didn't.
I had to tell you. So everyone, I will be telling you more about it, as you know, like I do.
That rules.
I know. I'm so excited.
And
so it's a really beautiful, I got my first copy, and it's beautiful. It's like a coffee table book of beautiful sex positions and people. I think you could learn a lot, Menace.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. How are you doing? What's the latest and
I'm
greatest?
Good. A lot of things going on, man. I talked in the past podcast, but I started working on a new morning show. So
right?
I get up at like 3 a.m. every day.
Killer.
I get to work by like 4:30 a.m. And then I start the show at 5:30 a.m. I'm moving.
Yeah, where?
Place.
Honey, I'm so proud of you because can I tell you, how I feel about men with roommates after a certain age.
Yeah.
Men with roommates after a certain
age,
not a
good suggestion.
Did you?
I actually listened to you one time.
You did?
Yeah.
So is this really why you're moving? Because without roommates? Because you...
yeah.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad. Okay,
and then, so I'm like 5 minutes away from here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Oh.
And then got that. And I also, I got rid of my car when I lived in the city. But then I realized, you know what? I want to get out more and go more places.
Do fun things. We live in the Bay Area. There's so many. You can go skiing one weekend in the wine country. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm.
Not that you'll go to the wine country.
No,
but
never in a million years. But this car company that I've been talking to, they're probably going to give me a car for a year.
That'd be great.
And they already had me design the car last night
online.
Cool.
That's great.
So I might have
a fancy new mobile to pick up the chicks.
Ride, a new
whatever happened to
house?
That chick you asked out on like two shows ago? You asked her out on the air.
Yeah, we actually ended up,
you delayed,
I
know.
I had to cancel, and she invited me to go out to this thing that was like three times as far as I would normally go, but I went, and we had a good time.
Did you make out?
No, we didn't make out.
You're such a liar, Menace.
I swear.
Oh, yeah, you like her. Oh, I like her, so I'm not going to tell Emily that I stuck my tongue down her throat. Why not?
I swear to God, I didn't. So this is what happened, okay? She's really into hockey, right? She's more into man things than I am.
Okay.
And so we went down to San Jose, California, watched a hockey game.
I'm sorry.
Had fun. No, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And then we met up with some friends, and then they wanted to continue to go out and party, but I couldn't do it because I have work.
3 a.m., right.
So I had to come back.
Couldn't
to
you grab her and kiss her before you left?
Huh? In front of everybody else?
Well, yeah, but like, well, she walked you to your bar?
She was like in front of her. It was like 7 other people.
Have you followed up?
We've been talking, but.
Okay. Do you like her?
I do like her a lot, but. Right. You're busy now, working. I'm in the middle of moving and all this stuff.
I know. Okay. I got it.
I'm focusing on nobody right now.
I understand. Except for yourself. Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with focusing on yourself. I've been doing it my whole life.
I'm calling it a rebuilding year.
Really? That's good. Yeah. I think moving's going to be so good for you. It's really good for people to move in by themselves or men to move out from those roommates who just sit around and smoke a bong all day. Yeah. Not there's anything wrong with that. But it's not hot when a woman walks into your apartment after a certain age, I'd say after 30, and you've got, like, roommates running around, and they're, like, dirty, gross bathroom. It's, like, it's not fun. You can't really – I'm not down with it anymore.
It's a nice cleanse because
– it sounds snobby, but it's true. Like, at a certain age, you shouldn't have roommates. Yeah.
I threw out literally 8 bags of stuff.
Oh, my God. What a heaven.
I'm going to have, like,
do you know that clears you psychically to let all the new goodness come in when you let go of things?
Yeah.
Every time I bring home something new, whether it be, like, a shirt or, like, a carton of milk, I get rid of that mouse. I'm like, what's in my refrigerator spoiled? Throw that away. I do not like bringing new stuff in without clearing out because it's just karmically, whatever. It's good for you.
Good.
Yeah. So on today's show, this is what we were talking about. I just wanted to say this because I know a lot of people write us letters. We've been getting so many emails lately. And here's some of the topics we're going to cover. And we don't it's oral sex that's over time. This man actually wants to know if women are into oral sex in their 50s or their 30s. It seems to be different, he says. Kegels, why they're important. Kegel exercises. Swingers.
Oh, you bring that back.
Sorry, honey. Kegels, swingers, and loss of sexual desire. We're also going to be giving you some sex, new sex facts that are out, and sex in the news. I think we should do some sex in the news. What do you think?
Sex in the news. Before you start, can I bring some sex in the news? Because I know you
only
never watched it.
Only if it's your news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Okay. I never watched it, but I got addicted. And no, you say you watched it.
I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
They brought a new chick on, and the rumor is that she's really into tossing the salad. So they had a whole like episode on about how she tossed the salad, and she's denying that she tosses the salad, that she's really into it. And it was weird because another radio buddy of mine told me that he had a girlfriend that was really into tossing the salad.
Wait, could you just explain that more?
It's where you please somebody orally.
Anally.
I can't even talk right. I can't even
anally.
Say. Yeah. Anally with your mouth, right?
Right. So she's into men doing that to her.
No, her doing that to men.
She likes doing that to men.
Yeah.
Some men like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that was a big highlight.
I wonder if you'd like that if you let someone do it.
Sex in the news.
Oh, that is sex in the news. Yes. I didn't even get that as one of my stories.
It was just the past couple days.
I know, Jersey Shore. Sometimes I see Jersey Shore and I just.
Yeah, they call it a water cooler talk.
Right. And I don't have a water cooler, so what can you do?
Or a television.
Or a television.
Yes.
But it's on the list for 2011.
Cool.
No, to get a TV. Okay, sex, booze, or young people prefer praise to sex and money. Sex, booze, or money can't compare with the jolt young people get from a boost to their self-esteem, says a new study of college students. So it says that a new study of college students found that the desire for praise trumped other desires or needs. We looked at all the things college students love, and they love self-esteem even more. So basically it's saying that the kids wanted to be more, you know, they wanted to be more reaffirmed rather than just sex, booze, and money. The most important thing was feeling like they were doing a good job and they were getting praise. Mm-hmm. So do you think that's true? I love praise.
I
like feed off of it.
It's weird. I think we're just on the same level because I had this conversation the other night.
No way, dude.
Yeah, because we're talking. I have some friends. They just want to switch. Not that they have a bad job. They just want to switch jobs because they feel that no one is giving them praise on all the work they do.
Right. If you are a boss, you've got to tell people that they're doing a good job every once in a while. And when you're telling them people only the bad things and you're really worried about your own stuff, you got to really, it's your employees. People need this. This is a good study. It says it was done in college students, but it's like, it says says kids are being raised with more and more expectation. Kids at a very early age are socialized to do well, and they're hard workers. And if they're not receiving this affirmation, they're going to start having negative feelings about themselves. I mean, we all need it.
Yeah, but see, not to play devil's advocate, but I will.
Okay.
It's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. Why am I going to go, oh, good.
Not every day, but
like
if someone...
Like a puppy or like a kid. Like, it's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to do your job right.
But
you
know, we all need... We're like dogs. Like, we want a treat if we've done well. Like, we go on a walk. We did everything we were supposed to do on that walk. We want to come in and we want to treat. We want to feel good. People want parameters. And I think people want us goals, that you know, set goals and that you reach them and you get a certain... Even if it's not direct praise, I think there's a ways of having like of having the system set up so you feel like you're achieving certain things and you feel like you're reaching goals. Otherwise, life is just... You're just rambling about.
Yeah. I agree with the goal reaching, but I don't feel that I need praise all the time.
But you look really good today. Oh, not from me.
I took a nap. Kind of.
You did?
Yeah. Before.
That's what I said. I was like, Menace isn't downstairs yet because he's taking a nap. Okay. Premarital sex in America. Better for men? ? So there's Americans waiting longer to marry. How is the internet changing modern relationships? These are some questions in a new book called Premarital Sex in America, How Young Americans Meet, Mate, and Think About Marrying Him. According to them, it's increasingly easier for men to have sex with no strings attached. It becomes harder for women to find long-term relationships. So this is all about how men are like more likely that it's premarital sex is better because men can always find someone. Like they're saying that men is that it's just it benefits the man. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Okay. I didn't get to the whole thing. But basically, it's a new book about how it's better for the men. Everything's better for the men. Premarital sex is better for the man. Like, everything. In all of these studies, it's always like, well, it's better for the man. Like, marriage is better. It benefits a man. There was a study that came out that said marriage is beneficial to a man. Of course, premarital sex is beneficial to a man. You know, just because. You know,
that kind of reminds me of this TV series that I've been watching. It's called The Tudors. And it's about, you know, kings and queens and all this stuff. And it's based on a true story. I'm sorry. I'll get all the names wrong, so I'm not even going to mention them. But it's funny because the king, he had his wife, and then he had all these other chicks that he was banging on the side. And then he tried to get to this one other girl, and she's like, not going to give it up till I get married. And it drove him crazy.
Yeah, men go crazy if they can't get it.
But she, like, flaunts is like, I really want to give it to you, but I'm not gonna give it to you unless we're married. And he goes through all this stuff to get a divorce from his wife to get with this one chick.
Right.
Because it had to be, like, okayed by the Pope and stuff like that. And it's a really good series. It's really sexy.
I've heard that it's really good.
There's a lot of banging in it.
Oh, I want to see it.
Love making.
It's okay.
Yeah, but it's really cool because a lot of stuff is, like, things that really happened.
Right, exactly. I'm dying to see that one. I heard it was good. So one more thing on this. It says... sleeping with someone just because you want to isn't terribly empowering. And frankly, it's probably not difficult either. But sex with strings comes to be seen as unnecessary. Men have to want to commit. Plenty eventually do, thankfully, but enough don't, or they still stall for years. So that's the new state of relationships, that men are stalling more upon committing. This is why what other women do matters for what any given woman can expect. So that's why, like, women are expecting more because women have the time limit of becoming a certain age and have one of kids, and men can delay it. So...
Well, I think that men they will commit if they find the right person. But if there's people in between that's willing to sleep with them, then they're gonna sleep with them.
Exactly. You know? Oh man,
what?
It's just so difficult. No, it's really not.
They're not. Gonna
I just
hold
think
out
it's changing. I want to read this book. I find it's really interesting the way that relationships have changed so much in the world about how people are delaying marriage and people are not. There are more. I want to see this No Strings Attached, even though it's probably the movie. I heard about it. Have you seen it?
No, but I heard good things about it.
I heard mixed things about it, too. But it's just that whole no strings attached. That I was just tweeting about this. Like, can that really exist? And like I always say, there's always strings attached to everything. Like, there ain't no free lunches. And there ain't no strings attached lunch. No strings attached sex.
Did we have a couple drinks before the show?
No.
Because we are really slurring today.
Am I really?
No, I am. And you just did a little bit.
I just did one slur. Yeah. God,
that's
I wish.
That's funny.
Honey.
What?
I'm not even going to bring it up.
What?
No, I'm not going to bring it up.
Go.
Okay, I'm just going to bring it up.
Go ahead.
It's almost our 200th show.
What?
And we should do something like we were going to do for 169 30 shows ago.
I promise.
And I think this is it. I think this is literally like our 200th show.
Are you serious?
Like 199.
No way.
And I just feel like, speaking of drinking,
yeah,
we should do something.
Well, now I have a new schedule. I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it. Blah, blah. No, I can't. I swear.
I'll totally do it, Emily.
I'm DJing a club tonight. I can't do it tonight.
Ooh, okay.
Oh man, I totally forgot what I was gonna say.
I'm sure it was
I had
important.
Something. It was good.
Was it?
But I'll remember it.
Okay, the power of smell in picking sex partners. So the power of smell, we always say, is so important in picking sex partners. Like if I've heard people say, I had a friend say to me, he's like, I really like this woman, and I did not like the way she smelled. I had a friend who was like, dating this woman, she was so into vitamins, and she was like really organic, and he's like, I don't like the way she tastes, and I don't like the way she smells. And you have to, it's like pheromones and all that stuff is really important. Like when you're with a guy that smells good, it's like so good. Like you want to like wear their cologne, like they're amazing. So here this is broken down by region as far as in each city we tested, women reported different scent preferences, indicating the geography has a direct correlation to what scents that women find attractive. So this is what women found attractive with men. These kind of scents. In New York, coffee, a coffee scent.
I
don't
no.
understand. You just rub beans all over you. Yeah. Los Angeles was lavender. Chicago, vanilla.
Ugh.
Houston, barbecue.
What?
Atlanta, cherry.
I'll tell you what.
Phoenix, eucalyptus. Philadelphia, clean laundry.
Yeah, that's good.
I know.
I like
what about
that.
It? There's nothing here about San Francisco. Dallas, they liked smoke and fireplace.
The Midwest likes smoky things.
But let me tell you why. Scent can trigger powerful memories, especially from our childhoods, which is why these scents may still exert a hold on us for years. So it comes from your childhood. So I guess all these people in Austin maybe or in Texas who are barbecuing a lot, they find a woman who smells like short ribs is just
sexy.
Woo!
I like it.
Like it. Okay, I got more sex in the news because there's a lot.
Okay.
And I just like it.
Go for it.
This is funny. I love this one because I just had this conversation with my guy. So I appreciate this was in the news.
Okay.
And I'm interested, Menace, on your take on this.
Okay. You never
Here's the headline. He'll forgive your cheating ways as long as it's for another girl.
True.
So if you and I were hooking up and I was like, oh, dude, I would never hook up with anyone. Oh, but I did go down on Alicia the other night. You wouldn't care. Half of the men would forgive their partner's infidelity as long as it was with another woman, according to a new study on cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women, however, were less likely to forgive their boyfriend if their boyfriend was with another man.
Yeah.
Because that's different. But so if you were with a girl and she was like, eh.
Well, I don't know if she was doing it behind my back, how it would feel. But if I had like an understanding with the girl that I was dating, like she's like, look, I really am into chicks, you know, but I want to be with you.
Right.
Then I probably can make an arrangement where that would be okay.
Okay.
But if she wanted to hook up with that other dudes, that's just not sexy to me, you know?
Right. No, no. Other dudes is different, sexy. But this is other girls. So I thought that was really
I don't think that's hot.
Right.
I know some guys are into that. They're women sleeping with other guys. Like, that turns them on. I don't know how that does that. But my chick with another chick, yeah, that kind of turns me on.
Yeah, that you turns know? You on. But what if you weren't invited, honey? Like, she cheated on you. Like, you weren't invited to this little rendezvous.
And we didn't have a pre-understanding.
Well, hopefully you'd have a pre-understanding. You'd be cool, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd be cool.
That's
but
good.
If she just sprung it on me, then we'd probably have a long talk. And I would probably have to contemplate on the relationship.
Got it. Good to know. Yeah, I think that.
But if it was a dude, I'm totally
surprised. I mean, the truth is the same thing. It's like, I mean, how he explained it to me when I had this conversation with the guy I was seeing him. It's like, why would it be a big deal if I hooked up with a chick, for example? He's like, because it's like saying we're both not going to have sex with other people, but you actually then are going to have sex with someone else. So in our agreement of not having sex outside of our relationship, we were talking hypothetically because we're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But he was like, that would still be like you'd be having sex. I don't care if it's with a woman. You'd be with someone else. Whatevs.
Tell him to untuck his penis on that one.
I will. Okay, we got a word from our sponsor because you know what Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
We're doing a big Valentine's Day push this year. We're doing very exciting giveaways on Valentine's Day. But this is from AdamandEve.com. Make this Valentine's Day one that you will never forget with this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off of any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com. You'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and an endless collection of adult DVDs. So here's the deal, is that the thing is, this might sound overwhelming to you. You're like, why would I go somewhere with 18,000 toys? It's because it's broken down by toys for couple, toys for clitoral stimulation, toys for men, toys for women, and they have like all the good stuff. So you can go there 50% off, and you'll also get 50% off item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you put in offer code Emily, that's E-M-I-L-Y, at AdamandEve.com. Thanks to Adam and Eve. It's Valentine's Day coming up.
I know, I totally
forgot. I hope to God I don't have a Valentine. Because
why?
Because I just...
You get free stuff, free dinner, free chocolate.
Do you think, this is a great topic we were talking about, is that do you think that the woman Valentine's Day is just as much for the woman as for the man? Like, do you expect your woman to provide, to give you something for Valentine's Day?
No, because they usually give me something lame, so I don't really want anything on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not going to be here.
Where are you gonna be?
Grammys is on Valentine's Day for some reason.
Oh, you're going to be the Grammys. I'm going to be in Aspen.
Aspen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Doing what? With
you? Oh, just nothing.
Oh, really?
Just, you know, a weekend away. No, it's a friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
There's like 50 of us going.
Uh-huh. That's what I always hear. Oh, there was 50 of us, and we just drank wine, and we talked, and nothing happened.
I'll tell you if something goes down.
God.
Okay, let's get moving to some listener mail.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can like my fan page if you'd like on Facebook. You can also interface with me there.
Interface? communicate with me. Interfaces, if you're building Facebook yourself, you would maybe say interface.
I knew that was wrong when it came out. I'm really tired. It's Friday. It's late. Okay. And I'm not drunk yet, but I think tonight might be the night.
Get it twisted.
Emily, you have said how much you enjoy receiving oral attention. Have I?
Yes, you have. On many occasions.
I wish I could assist, as I love the taste of a woman. God. Sorry. Okay, anyway, this brings
you
up my question. No, I didn't have time.
Go for it.
This is my biggest problem. No time. That brings up my question. I've noticed, I thought this was really interesting.
Okay.
Through personal experience, that older women, my age or older, 50 plus, are reluctant to accept oral attentions. Women in their 40s will accept it to a certain extent, but generally don't want more than 5 minutes as a warm-up. I have found that younger women, 20s and 30s, are extremely accepting of licking and kissing of the vagina. Do you think that this is a byproduct of changing attitudes of oral sex on women in the last 20 years? Do you know of any other older women that could enlighten us on why they feel it's not good foreplay activity? Let me know if you ever come to New Mexico. I'd love to give you some personal attention. Robert. No, I didn't pre-read this. No, I skimmed it. Robert, what up? Okay, I think that's really, really interesting that women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, because I feel that way about bikini hair. I feel like women in their 20s, no hair. Women in their 30s, partial hair. Women in their 40s, they're like just coming around to, oh, I should shave, but we didn't shave. And so pubic hair is different. I don't know about their like of oral sex. So if you're a woman listening and you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, how do you feel about oral sex? Feedback@sexwithemily.com. I think that maybe also it could have to do with just as a woman gets older, maybe she just doesn't feel the same. Maybe it changes.
I think she's kind of just over it by then, right? And when you're younger, it's all new.
See, I wasn't into it in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get it, and there wasn't any guys who got it, clearly, in their 20s. No. I don't know. I think it took me – I developed a taste for it, if you will.
Yes.
No pun intended at all, because it makes no sense that I would have developed it. Well, I mean, anyway. So I liked it as I got older. So I don't really agree. I don't really see the parallels. Didn't see this in my own life, but it'd be interesting to know if there are trends in sex. People always ask me, oh, you have sex, so what's the trends in sex?
Yeah, what's hot right now?
What's hot right now? It's like, oh, women in their 40s don't like oral sex. I don't know if this is hot or if this is true, but let me know. I know most women I know like oral sex, although a lot, some don't. But haven't you found those women who's like, no, don't do that? Or you don't try?
Yeah. No. Definitely, you totally try.
You definitely do that. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
It's the special ones. Special cases.
I know. Menace.
What?
You're so cute.
No.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Better relationships equal better sex. Sinclair Institute, the leader in sex education products for adults, has been saying it for over 20 years. I've seen some of their DVDs, and I highly recommend them. Find Sinclair's ad on my products page on my website, sexwithemily.com, and save 50% off any one item when you put in Emily50 at checkout. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve. Okay. Hey, Emily, love your show. I've been listening for about a month now on iTunes. I think we would make a great couple, but I live in Minnesota. Oh, my God. I'm 6'6 and Swedish and could rub you down with Swedish massages. Okay, anyway, I love my space like you so we could spend time together. Okay, wait. I'm going to skip over the part where he tells me not to use it. The reason for my email is the Kegel exercise. Kegel. I would like for you to talk about this for your female listeners. As a man, I've been doing this since my 20s, and now that I'm in my 30s, it has helped me greatly. And I'll explain this in a second. I can last longer and climax better. The women I've been with in the past, and I've shown them how to do this, and once they learn it, has been explosive. A few of them have actually been able to grab my penis and not let it out of them, which totally turned me on. Like, they can grab it with their, like, clenching their vagina. Mm-hmm. When in the middle of sex, and she has that power to grab you and stop you and give her some of the power you have during sex, she can stop you, grab you, pull you. When I have been with the ones that can do what they love, I hope all women learn about it. Love your boyfriend in Minnesota, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, thank you. I'm actually developing a new iPhone app right now about Kegel exercises, which is interesting. Want me to explain it to you?
Well, no. I don't want you to explain it to me. I just want to go, where's the medical proof with this?
Oh, it's a muscle. It's like it is a proof. It is like if you lose. Okay, so let me explain the Kegels.
Okay.
I've done this before, but not everyone knows or gets it. So here's a little tutorial. So it's like, you know when you're going to the bathroom and you're peeing? So you mm-hmm. stop the flow of urine. So it's like, you know when someone's walking in, you're like, oh, I want to stop peeing. It's that muscle, and you exercise it in and out. You hold it for 10 seconds. You release it for 10 seconds. You hold it for 10 seconds, and it strengthens those muscles, truly. And it helps men with premature ejaculation. Why can't I say it?
I don't know. There's something wrong with this today.
Today is weird.
Yeah.
Premature ejaculation issues, erection issues. It can make your penis stronger. I mean, it helps men. It helps women with orgasm. A lot of times women can't orgasm. If you exercise these muscles, they're the PC muscles, the pubic muscles, then they become stronger. They really do. But just think about it. If you're clenching in and out. And so what he's saying is, Kevin, my boyfriend in Minnesota, is saying that he's with women who can actually like clench onto his penis when he's inside, and it feels really good. And I really want, so my new iPhone app is going to be all about Kegel. It's called Kegel Coach. Mm-hmm. And it'll be coming out in a few months, but it's going to be about teaching you how to do them, and a reminder you put on your iPhone to do your Kegels, which is kind of funny. Because I really truly believe that if you practice them, I know a guy who had problem with premature ejaculation, and he started doing these exercises, and now he can orgasm 3 times during sex and not necessarily have an orgasm each time, but it teaches you just, so it's good mm-hmm. to do. So okay. Add that to your list.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll download it.
You'll download that?
I will.
Okay. All right. Hi, Emily. We've been married for 32 years and have been swinging for 8 years.
You guys have?
No, this is a new letter.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
I wish. Menace's stereotypes are totally false. And like Menace, we also did not know what to expect when we started swinging. I don't know, Menace. You just did something wrong.
I just probably said he had a ponytail.
Exactly.
Which he probably does.
Exactly. Okay.
Probably does have a ponytail.
What we found is that 99% plus of the true swingers are just the couples down the street. We have found swinging friends in every neighborhood. Most swingers are in long-term relationships, 10 plus years. I think that it makes sense due to the fact that it takes years to get comfortable with each other and over the fear of losing your significant other to the play partner. Most swingers are extremely intelligent and come from all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, firefighters, etc. The other thing that we have found is how much fun the swingers community has all the time, and not just in bed. They love life, enjoy partying. It's amazing what happens when you drop the barrier of fear for sexual relations outside a relationship. We have great friends all over the country now due to our embracing the swinging lifestyle. We would gladly discuss whatever questions you have. Also, Menace is also totally wrong on the hand job, blow job debate.
Oh, God.
Discussion. Obviously, the first few times the lady is all about penetration, but a few great hand jobs mixed in by a talented lady is mind blowing. I've had many, and some ladies have it, and others are really clueless. We love your podcast, Dave and Connie. Thanks, Dave and Connie. We love you, and come on our show and talk about your successful swinging relationship. I'd love to hear it, or call in.
I am just against solo.
But Dave, do you have a ponytail? Just want to know if you have a ponytail.
Yeah, put that in an email, everybody. When you start talking about swingers, tell me how long your hair is. You know, as a man,
right?
I
no,
know.
But anyway, I'm honestly thinking like there, I do know a lot. I think that what he said something really important here, and I'm going to read the sentence again. He said that it is amazing what happens when you drop the barrier of fear of sexual relations outside your marriage. Because most people want sexual relations outside their marriage. They just do eventually. They're together 10, 15, 20 years. I want to have sex with that man I just saw walking down the street or that woman. If you drop the fear around it that it's like a horrible thing to have sex outside your relationship, then you make it work and you become a swinger or you become polyamorous or whatever. But it's dropping that fear of not having sexual relations. You're saying that you're going to want to be with one girl for the rest of your life. Not true.
Why not?
Maybe you will, but eventually you're going to maybe want to, and if you do, it's okay.
Millions of people have done it.
Yeah, but half the people cheat. So don't cheat. Just be honest and go outside. That's what I'm saying. Just these people, I'm not saying purporting any life is better. I know swinging, polyamory, people are monogamous. I know happily monogamous people, how they work it out. But I think for a lot of people, they have this fear that they could never be with anyone else again, and maybe you can if you work it out in your relationship.
I don't know.
What? It's just going to be our ongoing thing, but...
Yeah. Okay. I just want to bring it to the 50s. There wasn't swinging in the 50s.
Yes,
just
there
swing
was.
Dancing.
There was. There was cheating and swinging, wasn't there? Cheating and swinging has been around forever.
Yeah, cheating's been around forever.
And probably swinging. People were always sleeping with the neighbor.
People in the Roman days, swinging.
Exactly, swinging, talking to the neighbor. I don't know, sleeping with the neighbors. Okay. So, Emily, just started listening to your podcast. I find it very informative and fun to listen to. My question is, I'm 22 and have been dating my current girl who is 25 for almost 1.5 years now. But our sex life has struggled a lot in the past 6 months. It wasn't until just a few days ago that she commented on how she hasn't felt sexual since before summer. Just about 6 months ago. She doesn't know what happened or what caused it, but she's just lost the desire to have sex. Something we used to have almost daily at the start of our relationship. We still have sex at times, but I can tell she's always rushing me through it and rarely, if ever, takes initiative in starting anything. She even turns down offers for me to perform oral sex on her more often than not, something that used to be her favorite thing for me to do. Have you ever heard of something like this before, and is there an answer or something else she can do? She's very worried about losing me, and I must admit this is putting a big strain on our relationship. Thank you, Sean. Well, Sean, this is common that women and men lose their sex drive or their libido. My first question for you would be, is she on any kind of medication? Because oftentimes women or men are on certain like antidepressant meds, the SSRIs. They cause people to have sexual issues like inability to orgasm, lower sex drive. So the first thing I would do is get her like checked out. It could also be depression. She could be going through something. If she's not an SSRIs, maybe she is going through something else. Or maybe she just has something going on and she should be checked by her doctor. That's the first thing I say about this. If everything is ruled out, then maybe there's some other stuff going on. Maybe she's a sex therapist. Maybe she has some sex inhibitions I'm not really sure, but usually it is something kind of physical, psychological going on with her, and I would have her go see a doctor or a therapist. That's what I would say, because I can't tell you. When you ask me, have I ever heard of something like this before? Yes. And I think you said that she's worried about losing you and this is putting a strain. I'd say do not walk, run, get her to a doctor and just get her checked out.
She's not that into you.
No, I don't think that's it, because she used to be. But I think we all go through phases where we're into sex or we're not into sex. But they've been together only a year. They're young. I mean, they should still be ripping each other's clothes off for a while.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Tequila always fixes the problem, too.
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear something funny? My friend today was being asked a medical examination. Like, you know, they ask you all those things. Like, are you allergic to? Are you allergic to? And he said, yes, I'm allergic to tequila. It makes me fuck everything that I want.
Yes.
It makes me fuck everything, every person I run into or
that
something.
Rules.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, tequila. Viagra for women.
For anybody.
Yeah. Okay, dear Emily, I just found your show after reading an online listing of people who started their own businesses online. It's quite clever and informative, and I'm already suggesting it to others all the time. Emily and Menace, you guys make a great team, and you probably found yourself another loyal listener. And Emily has maybe my greatest weakness with women, which is big brown eyes. Thanks for a great show. Stan in Los Angeles. Okay.
Los Angeles.
Nice. Yeah, that was nice.
I'm glad
that he liked it. Yes, I got that award for being a good home-based business or whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay. You have time for
what?
More.
We have time, yeah.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah, we got a ton of time.
Okay. Jack Rabbit sex is the subject.
Oh, the thing that you hate more than not getting oral sex.
Right. But do you know, Matt, offline we need to talk because seriously, you think that somebody that I date would just have the common sense to listen to the show. Listen to the show. I am telling you everything that you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, you think I'm doing this to help people? No, I'm doing it to help myself and no one's listening. None of the guys I date are listening.
Dumbasses.
Oral sex. See, what's the problem? And don't jackrabbit me. Jackhammer.
I know everything. Yeah.
That's not what I want.
I know everything, and I listen to the show. You know, they could be armed with so much knowledge.
I know. Will you just tell
and
them?
And then they can just play it off like they're hella dumb, and they don't listen, you know? They don't listen to the show, but then they are just like masters in bed, you know? They can win you over so easily.
I'm so easy. I'm ready to just roll over and play dead.
I want to take that little piece of audio. I'm so easy.
Please don't.
I'm going to put it in the front of the show.
I'm so easy. Okay. Hey, Emily, thank you for the new word, which has quickly become a regular part of my vocabulary and paranoia. Jackrabbit sex? Holy crap. I'm suddenly wondering whether I'm occasionally guilty of this. It can happen in any position, really, right? Can you delve a little deeper into this? Does it involve any particular thrust, like painfully deep or short stabbing, like assaults? And if jackrabbiting effing is bad, and I agree with you, it is bad, then what is the opposite and thus good? Thanks so much, Jay.
Well, you say something, right? You're like, hey, slow down, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, because here's the thing is that men typically orgasm through that really fast jackrabbit thrusting. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Sometimes at the end, you need to go fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's when it's the whole time, like, they're just like, I'm on top of you and I'm just jack, like.
Wait, women don't like that?
No, women. So no, I don't want to send the wrong message because some women really like that a lot. And I think that it really does work for some people. But typically women orgasm through their clitoris. And it is not necessarily, or even if it's their G-spot or however they orgasm, that position typically is not the best position for women to orgasm. It's for men. It's that's what feels good to them. So while we're okay with that, there's also a certain, like, we just want you to be recognizing that we have other needs and that doesn't necessarily feel good. The hard, pounding, thrusting feels good for like a minute or two, but not the whole time.
Yeah, but you're almost talking about making love, and guys don't want to do that.
Well, he says, what's the alternative? And I think sometimes you got to be slow and make sweet love.
Oh, man.
Sweet, sweet love.
That sucks.
And look into my eyes, Menace, and tell me how beautiful I am.
Oh,
can
sounds
you do
like
that?
A nightmare. Can I just jackrabbit, get it done, and then go to bed? What's wrong with that?
Once in a while, everything is okay.
I'm having sex with you because I like you.
Right. That's not true. If you did.
Yes.
If you did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But, yeah, we got to – we have a guest on the next podcast.
I know. I'm very excited for our next guest. Me too.
He just arrived. I see him behind you.
Okay, cool.
So
So should we wrap up here?
Yeah, we should wrap up.
Okay, well, I just love you and everybody listening to the show. Thank you so much for listening to Sex with Emily. We've got a lot of – this is the year for Sex with Emily, 2011. Very exciting. Lots of stuff happening. Lots of stuff coming up. The show – more shows. More excitement. And just check me out on everywhere, sexwithemily.com. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends. And recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.